The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. You know that. The Christians, they have a way of capturing the attention of the dark viewers, like a bunch of rats in the corner, and turn the lights on. They don't like it. Yeah, they scurry, don't they?
Yes, they do.
We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. The voice, the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they like to call themselves, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise. Not like we were asking or anything, right? We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, friends, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Like us if you would. You're there for a reason. Sons of Liberty Radio. Spell it out on Facebook. And or you can be my friend, Bradley Dean. Double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1. Folks, phone lines are accessible. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Just got an email this past week, and welcome all of you Saturday listeners. We have a regular weekday show from Monday through Friday. It's from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time. But this was the response. It said, "Thank you and your team for bringing the dark to light. The issues we have in our country are being addressed because of you. Because of you, God has blessed us, and it is time this country blesses God. Amen." And I love when you can start to hear the theme of what we speak on daily, that is biblically, scripturally, and constitutionally sound and justified, coming through those that are listening right now. Folks, it is important that it's not only us speaking it, it's everybody speaking it together. And because of that, then the darkness dissipates. So thank you for your response. I believe that was Dale. We appreciate it very much. Also, too, just recently, Thursday night.
That's pretty recently.
Bradley Dean's, yes, that's true. It was Saturday. Bradley Dean's latest column called Crimes of Illegal Aliens. And it's so fitting right now, and it's a topic that I want to touch on for a second. But this is the text art we made of it. Now, many of you know what text art is. It's usually a picture with a saying on it, a strong saying, and then it links back to an article. And I encourage you to share this one on your
just
Facebook.
Strong sayings.
Yes, strong one. Well, sometimes people use them as funny sayings or what have you. But
not us.
Ours are always serious.
Yeah.
We got to get down to the seriousness.
We're those guys that got too much starch in their
that's
shirts.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of starch necessary to keep this boat floating.
Well,
in
that's how you tell if a stick is crooked is you lay a straight one next
straight.
To it, right?
Yeah. Not a funny one. A
no,
straight one.
Straight one.
Bradley Dean, Crimes of the Illegals, the text art. You can find it at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It says this administration is not only overlooking the illegals, but encouraging illegal immigrants while harassing American citizens.
And what we just found out yesterday, it goes a further step than that, and pretty crazy stuff.
It
but
is.
I'll let you say that.
This is not only illegal, but it is treasonous. Now, that's the point. How many people say, well, Obama's wrong, Obama's doing this, can you believe what he said? No, that is treason. Criminals, we don't just talk about criminals, we apprehend them, and there's a consequence for their crimes, and that's a protection to society and innocence in society. It's called the rule of law. It's how you have liberty. Liberty doesn't exist outside of that. A gal commented on this, Marcy Olapain, said, "Yes, it is. It is treason. See, everybody knows it. Let's start saying what it is. Let's get those talking points, because mm-hmm. that's when things will change." Obama in Mexico now recently.
Yeah.
Of course, this happens around the same time, and prophetically, whenever we shoot out these columns, here it is. And this is the importance. So many people say, well, you know, illegal immigrants are coming in and taking our jobs. No, no, no. What are they bringing with them? And
yes,
there's a beautiful video on the column that we released at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook that shows the crimes. This is about crime. This is why illegals should not be allowed in. Listen, if they don't come in lawfully, there's a pretty good chance they're going to commit crimes while they're here.
You think?
I mean, how do you expect that?
Yeah.
It's like saying,
well,
to somebody in prison.
That's probably a part of the plan as well.
That's right.
It becomes easier when you violate conscience.
Because then you see Eric Holder going out and saying it's a civil right to give an amnesty to these people.
Right.
Undocumented, what did he call them? Undocumented
students.
Students, foreigners.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Not illegals.
No.
Obama told a crowd in Mexico.
You're so sporadic, Jake.
Just give me the chills. We understand then that the root cause of violence that's happening here in Mexico. Why is he in Mexico anyways? For which so many Mexicans have suffered.
Do you want me to tell you why?
Poor Mexicans.
Because he's turning the Mexican folks against the American people. But I'm sure there's a lot of folks over in Mexico that actually realize that he's the one that is responsible for advocating and contriving the crimes against the Mexican people. He just wants to go over there and just hopes in hopes that he'll find a group of stupid ones.
I'm the president of the free world here. He said Mexicans have suffered is the demand for illegal drugs in the United States. In other words, it's America's problem.
That's
that
true, though.
Come over here.
That's true.
There's a responsibility.
Yeah, but I guess it's his job to go turn other countries against America. I mean,
well,
if I was the president of the United States, I would. He's right in what he's saying. America wouldn't have a drug problem if the American people weren't buying the drugs. That's true.
So who do you say that to? You say that to the American citizens.
Well, if I was the president of the United States, I would enforce the laws of our republic against those crimes so we no longer had a drug problem.
Right.
I mean, what do you suppose would happen, friends, if all of a sudden the president of the United States, with the DOJ and acting in accordance with the Constitution, actually got on television and they told the American people, if you're busted with cocaine, heroin, and the such, you're going to pay the ultimate price for your crimes. Do you think the American people would be going over to other countries buying drugs and luring foreigners back over into our country for the need of getting high?
Nope.
Probably not, because they'd have the fear of God before their eyes.
That's right.
And by the way, what's the essence of that? Freedom.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's the freedom. Where the spirit of the Lord is, right?
Yeah.
There is liberty.
Yes.
It's going to be found there.
Men depart from evil from the fear of the Lord, because of the fear of the Lord. And the Bible also talks about in the book of Proverbs that a king that sitteth on the throne of judgment scattereth evil.
That's right. Even with his look.
Yeah.
That's how they should be respected.
I mean, that's all this guy's got to do is just get his ears trimmed and give a growling look, and I think that's the look we're looking for.
Scare all the criminals in.
Yeah. Do you guys want to actually hear Obama blame American?
And
the American people for Mexican violence?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to have to do that right after the break. Okay, go ahead.
Because, I mean, it's so important to understand. Okay, you've got the president going over there to the point of, yes, if Americans weren't buying drugs, there would not be illegals coming over here selling them. But that's a reproof you give to America. You don't go down to Mexico and say, hey, we understand, guys. It's really our fault. You're the leader. It's your responsibility to guard the borders.
So,
it shows how stupid you are and how inadequate you are.
Thank you. That's it.
It's his fault.
He's going over there saying, look, guys, I'm not doing my job, but I'm going to blame them for not doing my job.
So keep breaking the law, guys.
How stupid can you be there, Obama?
Keep breaking the law. We had a comment that said, gosh, all along I thought it was the drug cartels. Is Obama talking about his part in supplying guns to drug lords?
Yes, and who are the drug lords? Let's look at the CIA and the FBI. You know, those guys are a part of that game, too.
Yeah.
How many times does that need to be popped over? Let's not talk about that today. Folks, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Come right back. Obama blames America. We're going to play the piece for you.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is. Listen to what St. Augustine said, friends. In the absence of justice, which, by the way, is the guardian of liberty, what is sovereignty but organized robbery? They're organized.
Legalized plunder.
Jake, they're organized.
They're not organized, Mr. Tweety.
Yes. The message that you're getting continuously from the throne room here, friends, is from the Sons of Liberty, is this. O America, America, thou that killest the prophets and sent them, and stonest them which are sent unto you, how often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wing, and you would not. Now, I get a question for everybody. Why would you, because David was hated for his love, Psalm 109, I'm making a point here. Why would Jesus say to Jerusalem back in the day, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto you for your good, but you have to listen. It's like Jeremiah. That's why people thought Jesus was Jeremiah in the resurrection, as a matter of fact,
or Elijah.
In the New Testament. Or Elisha, that's right. Or John the Baptist, risen from the dead. But what did he say? And he said, you stone them that are sent unto you, those that tell you the truth. And then he goes on, how often I would have gathered you and your children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wing, and you would not. So was God sending prophets to the face of the people because he hated the people or because he loved the people? Now, I'm going to correlate that with this. A society whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts, who refuse to believe that their governments and their media routinely lie to them and fabricate a reality contrary to a verifiable facts, is a society that chooses and deserves the police state dictatorship it's gonna get. There is absolutely no reason this man has not been impeached, friends.
No. Oh, my gosh, no.
I wonder if we're to the point now where we have a wound that is incurable, as the Lord told the prophets. Because when you hear the president of the United States go over to a foreign country, he's done this since he's been there, friends.
Yes, yes.
And blame the American people for the crimes that him and his DOJ contrived against you, and he still remains in the White House, there's something wrong with the people of that country. There's no question about it. Listen to what he said in Mexico, my friends. It's a minute and 18 seconds. Go for it, Kerry.
And we also recognize that most of the guns used to commit violence here in Mexico come from the United States.
Hang on a second. Just keep in mind, friends, these crowds. No, it's not an idiot, friend Jake. I mean, let's be honest. When we look in Scripture, mm-hmm. and we look at the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah went over and over for how many years, Jake?
Yeah.
70 years of his life, warning the people of that country to turn back to their God. What did they do? They gave him the bread of affliction. They gave him prison. They did everything that they shouldn't have done. They sent the church against him. They sent the government against him. Yet he was there warning them to turn back unto their father. If the people in that day would have listened to what that prophet was saying, there wouldn't have been a book of Lamentation that was written.
Yeah.
If the people back in Germany would have listened to the prophets that were speaking forth, which were probably coming from other countries, infiltrating Germany, telling them, listen, you have judgment coming if you don't turn, and then you settle for a dictatorship through Adolf Hitler, who kills 12 million yep. people, six million of his own people. Don't tell me God is not faithful to send prophets into those lands to warn them, listen, this is what's coming. Friends, we're at the point now where it's inevitable. There's no question about this administration. When you look in Scripture, friends, what you're seeing is what you're tolerating. I don't know how else to say it. And when you look at man's sin by departing from God, you'll find that you're guilty of the same sins before God that an administration is guilty of committing against the people. That's what you're seeing. America has sat down and allowed 57 million babies to be aborted in this country. They don't deserve. Come on, call it for what it is. Scripturally speaking, friends, tell the truth and shame the devil. If this would have happened in 1973, I just heard this stat yesterday, this president would have been impeached 20 times over. But he's still there. And it shows you how corrupt the administration is, Congress is, Senate is. It shows you how corrupt the American people are that you sit back and complain about what you tolerate. You get mad at me all you want, but friends, you know I'm telling the truth. Had the American people I've been in ministry for 17 years. If the people that I have reached in the last 17 years, a quarter of the people that I've reached in the last 17 years would have responded to the call that God has in their life, we wouldn't be in this predicament right now that we're in. How many times we do events. Friends, it's off the hook. Will you come here? Will you come here? Will you come here? I get frustrated, and I got to say, and I'm saying it to you too, my friends, that are you listening to my message? Are you listening to a biblical message, a foundational message, the constitutional message through the other guy? We're not on the radio because it's a good idea to be on the radio. We're not trying to be some vigilantes, some heroic figures. We're servants to the people to tell you, listen, this is your country. Your veterans have done it in the natural. Jesus Christ did it in the spiritual, the captain of our salvation, made perfect through suffering, might I add. You have to do your part too. And if you think for some reason you're going to turn your shoulder or your head and things are going to get better, you might want to wake up and smell the coffee. This man, without a shadow of a doubt, is creating civil war. He's inciting domestic terrorism. I'm sorry. Rewind. He is inciting domestic insurrection. No question about it. He is protecting domestic terrorism. We see that this Boston bomber has four or five attorneys around him. Those that are trying to blow the lid off Benghazi, by the way, they're coming forward now. And guess what? They can't even get a paid attorney to give them the thumbs up.
No cover. Yep.
That's right. And they're being threatened by the Obama administration for coming forth and telling the American people what really happened at Benghazi.
That's right.
But the American people say, oh, you know what I see all day long? Oh, it's not going to go anywhere. Oh, they'll just cover this one up.
Yep.
Oh, Fox will pick it up and they'll debate it away. Well, who's turning the TV on? Who's leading the way?
Yeah, that's right.
The criminal mindset or the righteous patriot? Well, you call yourself a righteous patriot, which means to uphold dying laws, then stand up and do your job. Because if you don't, look at your kids.
And the way that you blame Obama is the way your kids are going to blame you if you do nothing about it. That's a fact. Wisdom is justified by your children. By the way, that's one of the things that really moves me in my ministry. Is this generation is not going to look at America and say, nobody did anything for me. Because we've been doing it for a long time, friends. In other words, their blood is off my hands. I've taken responsibility. I've engaged into the call of God. And God has not failed me one time. And there's no excuse to look back and say, oh, it's the end of the world. No, you just want to be raptured
right.
from responsibility.
Come on.
What, God raises up an army, friends, only yep. to take them out in the middle of the battle? Yep. You got to be reading a different Bible.
That's right.
Now, if I was in a black
oh,
church,
come
right now,
on,
they'd
brother.
Be standing up and saying, hallelujah, bring it down.
Bring it on.
Maybe that's why the phone lines are continuously open when we're talking about topics that lay responsibility to the American
that's right.
people.
That's right.
And apparently, if you're offended at this message, you don't understand the love of Christ, do you? Which passeth knowledge, that laid itself down in his life down for his brethren. What? Oh, we love God. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, we love God, man. I'll tell you what, I'll do anything for God. What, but obey him? Oh, I'll die for Christ, really? But will you live for him? We're called to live unto him who died for us. And I know a good portion of you patriots that listen to me, you agree with the scripture, but you apply it to your own life. I'll tell you what, I'm looking for the men that are willing to do the job, only to say, hey, this is what you can do, this is what you can do, this is what you can do. We don't get phone calls saying, hey, Bradley, what's my part? No, hey, Bradley, can you come stir up my community? You know how many times we say no, friends? I mean, call it for what it is, friends. This version of love that you, America, have been walking out is you got your backs up to the wall. It's not working out because I'll tell you why. It's a lack of love. Love is the fulfilling of the law. And as George Washington, the first president of the United States, rightly said, hey, listen carefully, deeds, not words. Don't blame Caesar, blame the people of Rome who have so enthusiastically acclaimed and adored him and rejoiced in their loss of freedom and danced in his path and given him triumphal processions. Blame the people who hailed him when he speaks in the forum of the new wonderful good society, which shall now be Rome's, interpreted to mean more money, more ease, more security, and more living fatly. But friends, I'm telling you what, that's running out as well. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for before adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Sounds like he's got a little bit of an attitude. Actually, it sounds like he's got a bag there, and he's kind of coughing some things up.
The barf bag.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Bradley Dean on Facebook, or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Your point, Jake.
I was thinking back to, we're going back to this Obama thing and the Mexico deal.
Yeah.
And what he's saying and what he's telling the American people, but a couple people commented to it, and I think it's best to get what people are getting out of it. This is Nemo. He said, gosh, all along I thought it was the drug cartels that were bringing over the drugs. And then he responds by saying, is Obama talking about his part in supplying guns to the drug lords?
That's right.
Incredibly insane.
He's
that
contriving the crimes, and I've said
and
this for
busted red-handed.
Even when Bush was there, I'll tell you what: you have other countries that hate your guts, America, because of what you tolerate your politicians to do.
Yes,
and you know they do it.
Because it's not like we've got dictators.
No.
Now, they may act like dictators, but we're the ones
who empower
them.
They can still be removed. You still have the freedom to do the right things.
So we've got so many safeguards through the Constitution that
our founders bled for. Do you want to listen to this clown?
I would like to listen because I can't. I was saying it to you earlier before the show. I'm still at this point. This whole guns thing. He said, most of the guns that come over that commit violence in Mexico come from the United States.
Right out of the White House administration. Yes, he's right.
Gosh.
He's right.
Fast and Furious, hello! He doesn't even... Listen to what he says. He's not shamed. He's not ashamed.
He's got a whore's forehead. Yes. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
He's not ashamed of what he's doing. He's going to other countries, and he's blaming you, America, for the crimes that his administration is committing against them countries. He's blaming you for it!
As he's your representative.
1-877-807-9977. I would suppose some of you people out there are pretty enraged right now.
Exactly.
1-877-807-9977. Anybody see it through God's eyes? Because if you do, we'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and listen to Obama blames America for Mexican violence.
We also recognize that most of the guns used to commit violence here in Mexico come from the United States.
And the Mexican people do realize he's the one that, through Eric Holder, supplied them with guns that killed 300 of their own people. Just think about that. He is going to the country where his hands and his administration are responsible for 300 Mexicans that have been killed by him and his administration. And you know what he's doing, friends? He's not taking responsibility. He doesn't know what that's about.
No.
Satan, that's why they call him the accuser of the brethren. And he's accusing you of doing just that.
Yep.
And he's got a smile on his face. And the state-run media is in bed with this criminal.
Yep.
And you're okay with it.
And our House of Representatives has tolerated the fact that Eric, Attorney General, is being held in contempt right now.
Yeah.
And he's going.
And now they're attacking anybody that wants to come on and expose their crimes for Benghazi. Nothing else needs to be said.
No.
Finish it off.
I think many of you know that in America, our Constitution guarantees our individual right to bear arms. And as president, I swore an oath to uphold that right, and I always will. But at the same time, as I've said, I will continue to do everything in my power to pass common sense reforms that keep guns out of the hands of criminals and dangerous people that can save lives.
Let's start with you.
He's campaigning in
Mexico. Start with you. The man has a fence around the White House. The man has men up on top of the White House that can actually, well, they're pretty good at what they do.
Yeah, they have
the Secret Service.
They have bone arrows.
By the way, I admire the good guys in Secret Service. I admire the good guys in the CIA. I admire the good guys in the FBI, though they be unconstitutional bureaucracies. I admire them. If they're willing to stand for the American ideals.
That's right.
When we walked by the White House, I love Washington, D.C. I love it because of the history of it. But do you remember those guys in the trees that nobody's seen?
Yeah, they ain't playing.
Oh, no. I love that.
Yep.
But these guys, you know what? You work for guys like this, you got to keep in mind who you're protecting. You're expendable, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about you no more than they care about the people in America that are being killed with blood all over their hands. Friends, call it or what it is, because until you do, nothing's going to change. And we're talking about your kids that are being killed off. You know what Henry Kissinger said? Man, those boys, you know, the American military, they're a bunch of stupid animals, only to be used for foreign policy. Our producer just told me today some more boys got killed in Afghanistan. Oh, well, not your kids.
As long as we're campaigning down in Mexico.
Until we start talking about facts, until this man starting, until he is confronted by people in government that are really doing their job, nothing's going to change.
That's right.
And the people in government are going to do their job when the American people hold them accountable to do it. I'm sick and tired of it, friends. It's getting closer to our posterity. By the way, this administration, for those that didn't know, thought it'd be really cute to lower the age for the morning after pill from 17 years old to 15 years old. As he demoralizes America with the help of the state-run media. He's here for America?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't know, maybe people need some better coffee or something.
How many different ways does this have to come across?
I don't know.
Because every single day it gets more blaringly apparent. But as you said
they're
before,
emboldened.
Exactly.
Yes.
And why wouldn't a criminal be if there's no executing of justice upon his crime? Well, then the mob runs things.
That's right. Or what we could do, Jake, is we could just listen to some false preacher talk about the end times and just capitulate.
That's good point.
Or you can just listen to another guy that just promulgates fear and tells people, hey, this is what you got to do.
That's right. How many thousands of people? This just blows my mind. How many thousands of people pack out venues and civic centers for end times conferences
or fear conferences
and fear both.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. Not the fear of God, by the way, the fear of man and the fear of consequence.
That's exactly right. Because that's what it is a fear of.
That's right.
What are they going to do? There is no fear of God, like you said.
You know what? Well, they're saying, what are you going to do? Why don't you go look in the mirror and say, what are you going to do? That's really what
their
responsibility
is.
Exactly.
What am I not doing?
Yeah.
Because we're the ones to blame for what they're going to do, not realizing you're being led by the nose of somebody that you're perfectly capable of standing on your 2 feet that God gave you and walking out his will.
You know, I'm not questioning the sincerity of them people that are so foolish not to know Scripture by promulgating fear and pushing fear in the American people. Rather, it's a church or a conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm.
But I am
And I'm sorry to add the word serious. Okay, you get what I'm saying?
Yep.
But I think I'm not questioning their sincerity, but their methodology is about as backwards as it can possibly be. Instead of empowering the people through the fear of God and by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, they strip them of everything they are, and then they build a bunker, and they're afraid to stand up for who they are.
That's right.
And they're having the opposite effect of what they're looking for.
It's the opposite of faith, too.
Yeah, we're not to fear what man can do to us. We're to fear God. And again, you can either follow God through a diabolical fear, works of the law, or you can follow God through a filial fear, which is a son or a daughter to a father. And there's a big difference. He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. He who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. But again, let's get back to this point. Ian Williams Goddard said this. A society whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts, who refuse to believe that their governments and their media routinely lie to them and fabricate a reality contrary to verifiable facts, is a society that chooses and deserves the police state dictatorship it's going to get. I think America, not only do they have one foot on a banana peel and they're ready to fall to their own demise, and I think the very root cause of all that is their pride. They think that it can never happen here. But the reality of this whole thing, friends, is you already have a president going across the world blaming you, inciting foreign countries against you. And he comes back to the White House, and the state-run media is right there to take a picture of him smiling, twisting the truth, fabricating the truth, contriving the truth. And keep in mind, the president's also vetting all the information coming out to you through his administration before it comes to you. It's all bought and paid for, friends, to your own demise. It's fabricated. It's not a reality whatsoever, friends, the world they're trying to create. Their minds are blinded. They're darkened. They're reprobate. They're bringing you to hell quickly. And by the way, they're going along as well. They just don't know it. They think they're above. They rule the roost when, in fact, they don't rule the roost. Remember what I believe it was Edmund Burke. A king that's not ruled by law is no law at all, or is not no king at all. Because he's not ruled by law. That's a dictator. That's a tyrant. But here we are. Here we are.
I was thinking about a quote from George Washington. I can't find the exact, but it's a paraphrase. Some of the people have become basically so that they need a tyrant. It matters not what quarter he comes from. Going back to the quote that you used earlier, it's inevitable when you let sin prevail in your society what you are going to get. It's completely inevitable.
Yeah.
We have Trisha. She made a comment to this going back to the Obama thing, staying on that vein. I wonder if he did a promo on the Spanish soap operas for food stamps and welfare for Mexicans who come to America while he was down there. Okay, so I get it. It's a joke, right? That was
funny. It's not a joke.
But it's not at all, because what I'm thinking of is while this man is doing that, Congress is still sitting on their hands.
And the joke is on you.
That's right.
That shows that they think it's surreal. America,
that's right.
There's those out there that are listening that you think it's a joke.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to touch me.
Totally. And if you read Isaiah 42, that's exactly what he said. The fire was burning them round about, but they knew it not.
That's right.
That's exactly what's happening here.
You know, I was thinking of this to that point. In the Bible, because I was thinking about the end times things and whatnot. In the Bible, you never find, because a lot of the end timers say, well, you know, this is just judgment. This is, and it is judgment in a lot of cases.
It is.
It's a self-inflicted judgment. When it was the point where the children of Israel were in captivity, that was a different story, different paradigm. When they were not in captivity, they always had the power to deal with their kings. God never said, okay, done, it's through. No, this
God
is
God always came to them and told them. That's exactly right. He always told them, deal with it.
That's
deal
right.
Deal with it. Deal with
There's
it.
Your hope. Here's
deal
your hope.
Deal with it year after year. And that is the mercy of God.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's right. It doesn't end there. It ends with
That's
our action
beginning.
Or lack of action.
Amen. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We love Bradley Dean and his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord, and it shows in his preaching. And his presentations, his DVDs are fantastic. I can't say enough about Bradley. We really appreciate what he's doing for the youth of this country, and we wish him the best, and we hope that his ministry continues to flourish.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. We were speaking a little bit about how people across the world are offended at the American people for what it's allowing its leaders to do. They hate America because of what they've allowed their leaders to do. And in that speaking, look at what we have. Listen, we're not a dictatorship here where a government or a military coup takes over our government. That I can understand. I wouldn't blame the people of that country for what their tyrannical leaders are doing. But not in our country, not in America. We had the choice to be governed by God. And then, of course, many of our prophetic founders and those in the past who said, if you will not be ruled by God, you'll be ruled by tyrants. You're bound to be ruled by tyrants.
Yeah.
And if you're ruled by tyrants, whose fault is it?
Well, Jake, let me bring you to 4th of July. Why do you celebrate the 4th of July, friends? Because of secession from tyranny.
That's right.
We celebrate. Oh, and now you get your correspondence on the best that you have.
Yeah.
Through conservative news, and what are they doing? Oh, you can't do that. Case in point.
Yep.
Yesterday, again, is it's really hard. Sometimes silence is deafening to me, but I've learned to just be silent, just no radio, no nothing, because I can't handle it.
Yeah, I get you.
It's garbage. Mm-hmm. And except GCN, of course.
That's right.
And I really do mean that. I think we got GCN some good things going on here. Yeah, and I wasn't taking a shot, but in saying that, I turned it on, and you know who I'm talking about, friends. You know, the Fox crews.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all I've got. There's nothing else out there. And I just turned it on just for a minute, and that's all it took. And we found out in South Carolina that if they implement Obamacare, it's going to be considered a crime. By the way, case in point, just some good news for you friends out there. Kansas as well is going to bring charges against feds that try to enact gun laws there. Yeah. See, this is how freedom is preserved, friends. Right. See, the republic wasn't established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 1-877-807-9977. Waiting for some of them brave guys to speak up act up. Because we need to act up. You know, I'm sick and tired of listening to this administration and everybody talking about how radical they are. It's about time you start getting radical, America, because that's who you are. Amen.
That's what's going to bring change.
Amen.
That's the gospel.
And I'm talking about in righteousness, lawfully, and do the job the right way, legally. And by the way, the radicals on these criminals, these commies, they're afraid of the law, friends. That's why they keep diverting from the law. Enforce the law, and then you'll have peace. But in saying that, in South Carolina, just turn on the radio. South Carolina is talking about implementation of Obamacare is going to be considered a crime. Okay? Just turned it on. I heard her, the news anchor, bring it up. And then they had these two correspondents. Oh, yes. What do they have to say?
They're going to strip us of
the
American
point of reference. Well, one gets on there and she begins to talk about Article 10. She basically sloshed that. She skewed it.
This is what it says. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, i.e. health care, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
Okay, so South Carolina stands up and instead of getting help from the conservatives as they take a stand, here's Fox and his correspondents right there to tear them down in their efforts. She kind of chuckled a little bit, and she said, if they're going to try to shut down Obamacare, maybe they need to realize that federal government and federal law, because the Supreme Court said so, asserts state law. Jake, that would be you.
There's
your door.
There is no law for Obamacare. Article 1, Section 8 delegates all the powers of Congress so they can tax and spend for it. It is not health care. It's not anywhere. Now, if the federal government wanted to create a constitutional amendment to say that we are in charge of health care, let them do that. The states won't agree with it, obviously, and that's why it's not law. Therefore, Article 10 says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. Folks, health care is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively. So the states are supposed to stand up.
So you have an ignorant correspondent acting as if she knew what the that's all she had to do is read Article 10.
Yeah.
In Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States, or even go back to Article 4, Section 4, but she didn't want to do that.
Because what she thinks is that the Supreme Court judges, because this is how stupefied we've become over the last 100 years.
I don't care what she thinks.
That's right. I'm giving you, this is the Kool-Aid. This is what they drink. And it's not Kool-Aid. See, this is damning to America.
It is. And it's the conservatives' fault, friends.
That's right, because they're the ones who are supposed to hold up and say, right. That's why we always point the finger at the church, because they have the light. They have the Bible. You can't blame
the
a blind man.
Church.
That's right.
Thank you.
Well, and anybody who has a Bible, you can't blame a blind man for tripping over a tree stump. Those that have the light should be directing them.
Amen.
This particular woman thinks Supreme Court justices write law. It says in Article 1 of the Constitution, all legislative power is vested in who? Congress. They write law. The Supreme Court does not write law. Right. The Tenth Amendment, this is what South Carolina did. South Carolina stepped up to the plate in the House of Representatives. It's going to the Senate now. We've been talking to our friends in South Carolina. We know for sure Governor Nikki Haley will sign this once it gets through Senate. This is what it says in the wording. These measures permit the state attorney general with reasonable cause, in other words, they have to break the law first, these federal agents, to restrain by temporary restraining order, temporary injunction, or permanent injunction any person who is believed to be causing harm to any person or business with the implementation of Obamacare.
Maybe these ignorant correspondents, which they were completely in every sense of the word, maybe they didn't realize that South Carolina just spanked federal government.
Yes, they did, when it came to because of the voter ID law. This is completely a political agenda. And hey, who's down there? Is that Trey Gowdy State? Yeah. Somebody trying to punish somebody back?
Maybe that's why John Adams, the second president of the United States, said that facts are stubborn things. Just keep out the facts, you conservatives. Just keep that offensive rock out of the way called the Constitution of the United States. That's offensive, man. I mean, I got to get on here as a correspondent, and I got to act like I know what I'm talking about. And you know what? I just really don't have a problem with the man in the White House right now that's destroying our country. But you know what? I just don't understand, because I've never taken the time to read the Constitution or the Bible ever in my life. But I want to at least give the illusion to the American people that, well, maybe not. They'll take me seriously. And that's exactly what they stinking did. And you know what? They have no business being there. So the second correspondent gets on there. She said, now, if anybody in South Carolina is listening to me, she said, I advise you right now to get away from Obamacare because you're going to be laughed at. Hey, South Carolina, we know that you're fighting for your liberties, and I want to tell you something. America stands behind you 100%, and so does Bradley and Jake.
That's right.
You stay the course because you'll win the day. Mm-hmm. You have God and law on your side, and don't ever forget it. And you have the will and the heart of the people. They're just looking for someone to lead the way, not these capitulators, not these ignorant supposed correspondents that are offering up advice that's unconstitutional and unlawful. No, turn off the radio, friends. Quit supporting the problem, yeah? Turn on GCN.
That's right.
That's what I suggest.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can listen live. There's links right there. You can podcast. You can download it on your phone. You can go to TuneIn.com.
I would.
There's a lot of ways to do
it. Well, I mean, and of course,
We're doing it.
And I'm not Mr. Ed.
No, you know, to that thing, don't be embarrassed. You're going to be embarrassed on South Carolina. Let me just say this, okay?
I'm proud of you, South Carolina.
There was one gentleman in the Senate who stood up. Does anybody remember that? He stood there for like 13 hours.
Yeah, is that Rand Paul guy?
I'm not magnifying the man here by any means. Yeah. But I'll tell you what. Did the country look at him and say, what an idiot, he's so stupid. I couldn't find anything but what he did on Facebook for that entire block.
Yeah, yeah.
Because America saw some kind of bravery, some kind of courage to stand against tyranny.
And who did he make mad? He made the tyrants mad.
That's right.
You know you're doing your job.
People, wake up!
And I'm not playing games. Because when I look at the price paid for our freedoms, man, I'm telling you what, that is a lot of blood.
That's right.
That is a lot of sacrifice. And for you veterans out there, you guys rock. That's what we're doing here.
That's right.
You are our heroes. But I want to say in a spiritual sense, I don't have a greater hero than Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I really, truly, honestly don't. Because without him, we wouldn't be here right now. We wouldn't have the strength to say in the face of tyranny,
impossible.
We can do this thing. We can do this thing.
That's right. We wouldn't have the foundation if it wasn't for them. Exactly.
Amen. We got Ramon from Florida. Hey, brother, I just got a Facebook or a tweet from you a couple days ago, didn't I?
Yeah, man. I was saying thank you for putting me on the commercial, man. I really appreciate it. You don't know how many people told me they heard me on you guys. So it's giving me a lot of clout, and it's helping me waking people to the tyranny that we're living under.
Amen.
But the reason why I called is because I totally agree with you guys, man. Everybody seems to be cowardly nowadays. Now in Florida, and I'm in Miami, but I think in Broward they passed a law that, or not a law, they have some goon squad with the police that, oh, if you hear somebody talking against the government, they're going to come to your door.
Yeah,
I'm here to let you know I'm speaking against the government. My name is Ramon Santana. Look me up. Find me. I'm everywhere. I'm not scared of you tyrants. I believe in God. I know he's watching over me. There's nothing you can do to me. Kill me. Frame me. I don't care. Hang me. Put me on a cross. I'm going to be with the maker. To all you people who are out here scared to speak up for liberty, truth, justice, freedom, you're the ones that's going to suffer. When you go meet the maker and he tells you, why didn't you stand up for all the children who are dying, getting blown up in these drone wars and all these chemicals they're putting in the water and food, I want to see what you guys have to say. Because me, Bradley, Dean, Jake, McMillan, Elizabeth, I remember you, sweetheart, you gave me a call and that was beautiful and I appreciate it. All of us, we're out here fighting the whole GCN. Thank you, Ted Anderson, for putting yourself out there. We know you got a scope on you.
Amen.
But we got you. God has your back. That's all you have to believe in.
Amen. Hey, Ramon, we got to take
like
a break.
That.
We appreciate you, bro. You stay in touch. We're going to be in Florida again in June, by the way. I'd love
man.
To get
next
together
time,
with you.
Next time you guys are down here, let me know. I was busy the
June.
Last time you guys were down here, but I'm definitely going to try to make it next time.
End
you
June,
got it.
Ramon.
Amen. Amen. Folks, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hour one is over. Hour two coming up. It's just beginning.
Just started.
Hang on.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival medical supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.